Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
You are listening to The Erin May Henry Show. This is a podcast created to help you to be unapologetically yourself and get paid for it. Here, we talk all about personal branding, online business, social media marketing, and everything in between. And along with serving you some incredible lessons about how to grow your personal brand, we also have some amazing chats with extraordinary entrepreneurs and influencers about how they built theirs. This podcast is going to give you everything you need to know to become known online, grow your influence, impact, and income. So with that being said, let's jump into today's episode. Hi, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of The Erin May Henry Show. I am really excited about today's episode, and I know I start that off at pretty much every single episode, but today is the first time I'm actually doing an interview with somebody sitting next to me. So normally I just interview people internationally, and it's done via Zoom. But very excitingly, I have a guest, a very special guest, sitting right next to me. So today I'm actually sitting down to chat with Kimberly Wenya. She is one of my original Game Changer Collective students and now a very dear friend of mine who is doing amazing things in her business. So I wanted to introduce you to her a little bit today. I wanted you to understand a little bit about her story because she's had some amazing success and quite quickly as well. You know that I really wanted to bring you stories, not just people who were so much further ahead on their journeys, but people who were very, very in touch with where you are and give you the opportunity to see where you could be if you just make some small changes. So I want to talk to her about that, but she is also a master at the law of attraction. She's got some amazing advice when it comes to using the law of attraction for your business. So that is what we're also going to be jumping in today. Thank you so much for joining, Kimberly.
Thank you so much for having me on. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited for this.
And you know what's such a blessing now? Honestly, I'm so proud to have been able to work with Kimberly, but she's just smashing it. And I get so many people who inbox me now saying things like, I found you through Kimberly. And I was like, oh, the tables have turned. And honestly, it's so amazing, so amazing. So, I mean, I really, really want to jump into the law of attraction, obviously, because that is your area, that is your jam. And you've worked with lots of different entrepreneurs, lots of different women online. But just so that everyone can really understand what it takes when you are just starting out and how you can really begin to start building a profitable business, I want to go through your story a little bit just to give you an idea of where Kimberly is now. So, I mean, it wasn't even a year ago.
No.
So you haven't even been doing this for a year.
No. No way.
And recently Kimberly has interviewed one of her biggest idols, Lauren from The Skinny Confidential. She's sold out her group coaching program.
Yes.
And her podcast has been chopping the charts on the iTunes top 200. She was above Tony Robbins for a couple of days there.
It was pretty crazy.
So did you kind of want to just walk everyone through your journey a little bit, like where you were a year ago, what made you start the Game Changer Collective, and kind of how you've gotten to where you are?
Definitely. So about a year ago, I was probably just thinking of starting a blog. And I just remember that I was studying osteopathy, still studying it, finishing my third year, but I just felt so like I needed to be creative. And so I was like, okay, maybe I can do a blog because, you know, everyone's living the laptop lifestyle. And then it wasn't too long before I started to realize that a lot of these things can be really tacky. But I started to get into this, and then I've always just watched your videos on YouTube. I just remember like the days when you're like fitness kind of stuff. And then I just followed you the whole way along because I just loved how your videos were. And then I just you opened up Game Changer Collective, and I think I was thinking, you know, when I do shit, I go full into it. Like, I don't half-ass this shit. So I was like, okay, I want to hire a coach. I want to invest in myself. And I looked into hiring you as my coach, and I was like, oh, one-on-one. And then I decided, okay, no, I'll do Game Changer Collective. And it just changed my life. Like, you changed my life, girl. Like, you just created...
You're making me blush.
So many mindset shifts, and it just totally transformed just my mindset in terms of fear going through it. And then at that time I was doing, you know, health and wellness stuff, and that, although it's not what I'm doing now, it just felt good at the time. And I always say, you know, follow what feels good. And it was because of that that I now am doing what I'm now doing, which is all about law of attraction, manifestation, helping women to really step into the best versions of themselves. So that's kind of how my journey has been, but in a nutshell.
That's so awesome. So you, what you actually do is your law of attraction coach. Can you kind of walk through a little bit more how you help people, what you help them to achieve?
Definitely. So a lot of girls come to me and they know they have a lot of potential within them, but they don't know how to crack open, or some people just don't know what they want. And I help them do just that. I help them, one, find what they want in life, and because sometimes it's not that easy. And number two, it's if you do know what you want, knowing how to get there. And I know with law of attraction, it's not always about knowing the how, but it's understanding that you have an ever-present supporting energy surrounding you, like the universe, and just actually acknowledging it, knowing that you're not here on your own strength. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's basically all that stuff.
I love that. And something that Kimberly does a lot, and I'm happy for you to talk through this if you want to, but I just wanted to let everyone know, because I think this is so important. Something that you do with a lot of your clients is helping them to identify and overcome blocks.
Yes.
Because I think that so many of us want to start a business, we want to get more money, we want to have this freedom lifestyle, and like, let's just be honest, the strategy's out there, the information is the information,
yeah,
but
everywhere.
We hold ourselves back, and it's due to blocks and limiting beliefs. So is there a kind of process that you go through? I know obviously it's very in-depth and it's going to be specific to the person, but if someone was wanting to start a business and they knew that there was mindset blocks, where would you start them off in trying to identify those?
So basically, first, I would say where, obviously, to identify them, what are you feeling resistance towards? So obviously, a lot of us can feel which area in our life we're struggling in, or there's like stagnant energy. So whether that's in relationships. And the thing is, like, people think with a business, it's purely to do with the money and the finance and the know-how, but it's everything. Like your relationships, it's your spirituality, it's like just everything combined. And when you actually work on one area of your life, it just splurges out into all areas. And so if you actually understand that, you know, your relationship with your mom is stopping you from moving forward in your business, you can really unblock that to move forward and let the river flow.
Yeah, I love that. So actually just taking the time to step back, and it might not always be the obvious one, like fear or imposter syndrome. There might be something else.
Yeah,
that's awesome. Just to take a step back, because obviously something that you mentioned in your introduction there was when you were working through the Game Changer Collective, you started with health.
Yeah.
So you were doing more health blogging, I know, at the time, and you were looking at doing health coaching, because you've had quite an extensive health journey yourself. But towards the end of the program, decided, not going to do the health. That's it. Like, I am going to be the next Gabby Bernstein, and I'm going full force of the manifestation. So I love that. But can you kind of walk through what that process was like? Like, was there any fear about changing the niche, or did you do it over time, or were you just like, I'm ready to change?
Yeah, first of all, so much fear, because similarly to you, I had done Kayla's guide, and she shouted me out, got all that hoo-ha, the limelight, and went from like... 3K to 16K, and just like changing my niche, even just from doing her fitness account to just talking about wellness and mindfulness, already lost so much engagement. And I was like, what the shit, like, people, why don't you like this stuff? Like, I'm trying to help you all still, but they just didn't have a bar of it. And I was like, no way. And so when this happened again, I was like, oh no, like, I don't want to go through this again. And I decided, because I still had that account, I was like, no, I'm going to start from scratch again. And you inspired me to do that, because you were like, it was the best decision that I've ever made. So started a new account, and I just knew that this was the reason why I went through all of that was so I knew how to do it this time round, because, you know, I had the sponsorships with, like, you know, Skinny Me Tea, all those really things. Yeah.
And, we've all been there. It's fine.
Yeah. Yeah. And so with changing the niche, I just knew that if I just was so genuine and authentic in what I was putting out there, whether it was in my blog, my podcast, or on my stories, that people can't not connect, like, because I think it's just so important to be so genuine, be so authentic. And as long as that you stay in your truth, then people are going to follow you for that.
Yeah, I love that. And just to interject here, because anyone who is listening who might be thinking about, well, I want to change my niche, maybe you've been blogging in a particular area, or maybe you've just been starting your business and you've been working with people, but you've been so drawn to something else. There is a certain stage where I think it's necessary that, like Kimberly and I both did, that it's probably okay for you to completely start again. And what I mean by that is, obviously, you're not starting completely from scratch, but maybe starting a new Instagram.
Yeah.
Because it's the reality is, if people have followed you for fitness and all of a sudden you're going to talk about manifestation, they might not be interested in it, and it will affect your engagement, which will, if we're talking on the technical side of things, make, you know, Instagram think that you're not as relevant. So
yeah.
I do think that starting fresh is a really great idea, unless, you know, you're like 4 years along and you've built this whole infrastructure around you. Then I think you would go more of the slow integration, trying to maybe combo niche the two together. And then work, like, that's what I've done from going from business startup to personal branding.
Yeah.
I obviously didn't start all over again, even though they're probably more aligned. But yeah, I think go for it, because there's no point in actually having a business that you don't enjoy or that you're not connected to, because can you imagine if you just stuck it out?
Yeah.
Like, where would you be now if you just stuck it out doing health and fitness?
Yeah, not happy. Not happy at all. And I would have, like, just, like, been struggling through it, not happy. And yeah, it's just worth to just pull the plunge, just do it now, because you're going to do it anyway. Yeah. But it's either painful or like ripping off the band-aid.
Yeah, I think that's such a good analogy. I was going to talk about this in a little while, but let's jump into it now, because I think this is such an important part of what you've just said. So social media has been massive for you.
Totally.
And you are such a hard worker, and you honestly put so much into everything that you do. But I think one of the most important things that you've done that's really contributed to your success is your Instagram stories and your consistency. So, I mean, walk us through a little bit, like, what you do. I mean, I know a lot of people listening to this already follow you, but, like, what's your mindset around social media, and how do you prioritize where you put your attention to?
Yeah, so I definitely focus on what works.
Yeah.
So I tried, you know, Facebook, and actually I haven't tried a whole lot, because, you know, I wanted to just start with a few. I tried Pinterest. I still want to look into it more, but then I just realized that Instagram was really doing so well, and I think it's because a lot of my audience stay on Instagram, and they're always on Instagram. So one day I was like, these stories, like, it's like Snapchat, and I always, like, my friends used to love my Snapchat, because, like, we go out and stuff, and I'd just, like, you know, narrate the whole night. And then I was like, you know, why don't I just do that, but with my life now, because people loved it, and surely my followers will catch on to it, they'll like it. So I now do it as, like, a daily thing, as it's, you know, pointing out even just the weird shit that happens in my life, or doing my daily manifestation tips. And the thing with having a daily manifestation tip is that every day it's new, so they know that within 24 hours, if they don't watch it, then obviously they're gonna miss it. So, and that's a valuable tip that I use in my life that's created what I have now. And so I think it's really helps, because people just see me, and, you know, video is so powerful, that they understand you're not a creep, you're not weird, and they see how you talk, they can get the vibe from you so quickly. And that, combined with the podcasting, because I promote the podcast through there a lot, really just complements each other on really building a strong foundation on gaining that respect and gaining that trust. So yeah, it's really, really helped so, so much. And the thing I found is really important is just, like, you have to offer value, though. It can't just be like, you know, random shit.
Yeah. And I think the really, really, it's even been such an inspiration to me, because I never really had a structure for my Instagram story, even though I still do focus on adding value. This is something like a case study that I use with a lot of my clients now, obviously not stealing the daily manifestation tips, but to have some regularity with your Instagram stories and setting up an expectation, I think that's what's worked best for you. Because as you said, people know that, oh shit, I need to check Kimberly's story because I need to get today's daily manifestation tip. So for any of you who are thinking like, I don't know what to do with my Instagram story, it doesn't have to be a daily tip, but if you had like a weekly something or a daily something, or if people knew that they were going to get something from you every single day and it was always going to be focused on value, I think that's something really, really good to note as well. And something that you just said, obviously focusing on value, I want to jump back into that because I know that's something Lauren talks about a lot, which we're going to get into. But something I've noticed about Kimberly now that I've been seeing her in real life, IRL, you could say, you know, we've gone for drinks and now obviously she's at my house recording this podcast, is that you seem to be trained or have trained yourself. Now, this is going to get pretty deep, but have trained yourself to document.
Yes.
And this is something that trips a lot of people up because a lot of people say, oh, I just can't remember to do Instagram stories. Now, if we want to dive deep into the mindset, it's a habit, right? Yeah, would you 100%. Say that you are just in the habit? Because even when she got here, she started Snapchatting the dog. She started Snapchatting the setup of the podcast. Not Snapchatting. Oh my God, Snapchatting.
I still say that too.
You know what I mean, guys. Instagram storying. So, but without even a thought. But that doesn't mean that everyone listening can't do the same. It's all about training yourself to learn trigger to action. You know, when something happens, your immediate thought should be, I need to put this on my Instagram story. Now, obviously there's things in your real life that you aren't going to share, you know, intimacy with your partner or like, you know, so awkward. But, you know, getting to the point where like, wow, this would benefit my audience. I need to do this. So for anyone listening, just start, maybe give yourself a challenge. Like say, I'm going to post something on my story every day this week, or I'm going to post, you know, three times this week, and start training yourself and developing the habit of recognizing this is valuable. I need to share it.
Yeah. 111%.
This girl and her freaking angel numbers, 111%. So, obviously a huge idol of yours is Lauren from The Skinny Confidential. Yes. And amazingly, Kimberly was able to interview Lauren on her podcast. And your podcast is like still relatively new to a certain degree. I know you've put out so many episodes, but it's still new, which obviously for a big influencer like Lauren is a huge achievement for you.
Yeah.
Can you walk through how you actually went about getting Lauren on? Like what was the process? How did you reach out to her?
Yeah. So first of all, I just knew that if I want to reach out to someone, I want to love their stuff. So basically I just, oh my gosh, I watched like every single video, listened to like all her episodes on her podcast, and I just like kept consuming all her stuff and pretty much knew her, like everything about her. And so then I knew because of that, it was going to be so genuine for me to reach out to her, because that's the thing. I hate when people are like, I would love to do this with you, and they like know nothing about you. So I did a lot of research basically. Then what I realized was, okay, well, I need to reach out to her. And so you think of the avenues that you can actually reach out to this person, whether it's on Instagram, Twitter, email. And then I was like, okay, I could do Instagram, could do something else, could do email. But then I was like, email seems more businessy. So like you're like real about this. So I was like, okay, gonna email. And so I did, and she responded and she was like, yeah, I'd love to be on it. And the thing is with this email, it was strategic. It wasn't just like, hey, come onto my podcast.
Yeah.
It was more like I had to show that I really followed her stuff. I had to show that I have been paying attention. And so I really infused that into the sentences. I, you know, put in jokes that she talk about her partner, but keep it really straight to the point. So it wasn't longer than 100 words. No way. Maybe like 50 words. And I used bullet points. People love bullet points. And I made sure that it was very, very, very to the point how it was going to add to her following and also like provide value for my audience, how both parties benefited. So that was pretty much how it went. And then knowing that, you know, they're doing a favor for you, and to really just appreciate that and always work around them and understand that it's a privilege. Yeah.
And that's massive. And honestly, I want to jump back into those points in a second, but I just want to talk about some of the results, because you had quite a few. Lauren actually shared that, and that was during the launch of your group coaching program, which obviously just created extra hype. So, you know, often we think, oh, just one interview is not going to do anything, or just this isn't going to do, but they're all building blocks. Like, this was a quantum leap for Kimberly, and then the next time she interviews someone, she's just jumping up and up and up and up. But that all comes from the hard work she put in, which is so, so, so incredible. But I just want to talk a little bit about, for anyone who is listening who maybe just started a podcast or just started a YouTube channel, and you're like, well, no big influencer is going to work with me. That's so not true. You just have to put in the work, right? Yeah. Put in the work of, you know, becoming the best goddamn person that this influencer has never heard of. And if you get the opportunity to work with them, then showing up like you've never shown up before. I think so many people just reach out with the expectation that, you know, oh, if I reach out, they'll just come on. But, you know, as you just heard, Kimberly put in so much effort, listened to everything, consumed everything she possibly could, and made the email, made that pitch so relevant but so digestible that Lauren almost couldn't say no. Like, why would she? Kimberly's done all of the work for her.
Yeah.
All she's got to do is show up and talk, and about a topic that she doesn't always talk about, which yeah. I think was an extra benefit. So if you please take this as inspiration, because this is an example of someone who, what, 12 months ago was just thinking about starting a blog, doing her uni, and now she's interviewing people with, you know, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of followers and selling out a group coaching program. This stuff can happen to you. Every single one that's listening, please, Kimberly, agree with me.
Yeah.
Give me an amen.
Amen.
I know Kimberly's a very hard worker, but there's nothing fundamentally different about her. She's just decided to put everything into this. So
yeah.
On that note as well, I know you are a hard worker, such a hard worker, but you also are studying. Yes. And you have a job.
Yeah.
So can you maybe give some like pointers for anyone about maybe productivity, or what yeah. does your, even if you want to walk through like what your actual week looks like?
Yeah. So it's been really irregular lately because of exams,
yeah.
but during exams, okay, that's a good example to use actually. So I had exams coming up. So, and that was also coinciding, I think, with my launch of the Manifestation Collective. So it was like a shit storm, but like a really sparkly one, a good one.
Yeah.
but basically it involved a lot of, so alignment, so much alignment, knowing and having faith that even if I didn't study everything on the test, I would study the right things. And guys, actually, you know, like I manifested the perfect examiners on each day, like the perfect questions, because it's like out of the ballot for some of the exams. Like you just get a scenario and you treat the person. And it was literally not just good luck. It was because of the universe and getting into a
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Alignment, knowing that even if you are juggling so many things, you don't have to do everything. You don't have to do 100% cover of the holes. If you just actually script, like, you know, write in your journal what you want to feel like, what you want as the result, then the universe will actually make everything happen for you. So that was, in terms of productivity, it just helped so much because it lifted off the pressure, knowing that, you know, if I just studied this much, I know I'll be fine. And in terms of like the days, I didn't get a lot of sleep, so there was sacrifice in terms of that. But it also meant, you know, keeping really up to date on podcasting, on, holding discovery calls with clients. Like I had to set aside time with that, and knowing like people sometimes complain, you know, oh, but people don't show up for discovery calls. And this was like a vital time. Like, you know, I could be using this time for exams, but just also expecting them to show up and not even thinking about them not showing up, because I didn't want to manifest that part of law of attraction. But it just was like a very full schedule and just fitting everything in, knowing that it was, you know, going to take sacrifice, no Netflix, no hanging out with friends. And yeah, it just, because I knew that doing this would pay off so much, and it definitely has. Like I sold out the program and that was insane. Like, basically.
Yeah. And that's such a good, like, it's such a good example of how life happens. Like, and now your exams are finished. You've got so much more time. You probably are going to have a little bit of a rest and stuff as well. I think some people go through really busy periods and are so worried that they're not going to get everything done, but it's like, that's not how it's always going to be. Sometimes you're going to be doing a launch and it's going to be busier. Sometimes you're going to be doing exams, or you might have, you know, if you're still working full time, you're going to have a project due. And it's more of a roller coaster rather than a steady climb of busyness. And I think that as you grow as well, the more resources you can get. Like, I'm sure, like, in the next year or so, you'll probably hire a VA that's going to help you as well. But what are some of the, like, non-negotiable things that you do to move your business forward? So the podcast, the Instagram we already talked about.
Yeah, non-negotiables would probably also be blogging. I blog every single week. But in terms of that, it's really connecting with my audience. And that's something that Lauren has definitely influenced me on, like, making sure I reply every single comment, every single DM. Like, I don't have anywhere near as many followers as her, so I can definitely get back to everything. And just really nurturing and building relationships with the people who already love my work and not trying to always be like, where's more people? Where's more people? So those are my main non-negotiables, because even if you have 100 followers, if they're diehard fans, like I know you taught me this, you can be so successful.
Yeah, I love that. And do you spend a lot of time like networking and reaching out to other influencers and trying to like build a relationship with other people? I know you were thinking about having someone else exciting. I don't know if we're allowed to talk about that yet, so Kimberly, like, how much time would you say you dedicate a day to like engaging both with your audience and other influencers on social media?
So I haven't actually really thought of it too hard, but I think I let it all flow as well. Like, I think if you're trying to be like, I need to, you know, connect with people with large influencers, it gets a little bit like icky inside. Yeah. So I always see what flows. And if I do reach out to somebody, maybe it's because I've listened to their podcast and they've told me something that has really connected with my heart, and I'll reach out to them and it's so genuine. And I never reach out to someone purely just because they have however many followers. But I would say in terms of networking and stuff, it's very natural. It's like because I'm always listening to new podcasts, if I like something, I'll reach out to them. So it's not sitting where I am waiting for people to come to me. I do reach out because that involves action.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I think that's a really nice segue into, because obviously I want to talk about the law of attraction, and I know you talk a lot about flow and getting in alignment, but I think there might be some people listening as like, what's she talking about? I have no idea. So let's strip it back a little bit to the basics. So obviously I'm not going to go fully into what the law of attraction is, because if you want all of that, then you need to be following Kimberly. She actually just put up an IGTV video, and it's so awesome that we're like actually talking about that now. I freaking love it. Timely much. But she just put up one which was like an introduction to the law of attraction. But for someone who was new and wanting to get into the law of attraction and is maybe listening to you thinking, what the fuck? Like, what's flow? What's alignment? Let's strip it back. What would be your top three tips for someone who is just wanting to get into the law of attraction and wanting to use it for the growth of their business or their blog or their brand?
Yeah, absolutely. So I guess I'll just lay some foundation and then quickly go through the tips. But the foundation is knowing that manifestation is happening all the time, just like gravity. You can't turn it on and turn it off. So it's not like, I am manifesting now. So you have to take responsibility also for your life. Know that where you are right now, you created that. And when you take responsibility, no matter how shit it is, you actually give yourself the power to get yourself out of there and up. So those are the first things. And I'm just going to,
So I was just going to say, just when we say like, you know, you are creating your realities, that's by your thoughts and your emotions, the things that you're thinking about. So the position that you're in life right now is based on previous thoughts and previous emotions. And the law of attraction works in a way that what you think about essentially is what you become or what you experience.
Awesome. Literally. So, I guess another definition of the law of attraction is like attracts like. So if you are always thinking of the positive, the negative things, and you can, that's why you attract low vibe people, shit things happen to you, step on gum, you step in poo, that sort of stuff.
Don't go in my backyard. Hobby.
So funny. But then when you really work on raising your vibration, you start to feel like people are attracted to you because you're positive, and so you attract more positive experiences into your life. And so you can use this to your advantage to actually create the life exactly how you want. And it sounds like the lottery, but literally everybody can do this. And so I think it's important to know this. My top tip number one would be, it starts with changing your thoughts. So just like I said, if shit things are happening to you, start to think, okay, audit yourself. How is your mindset? Are you always blaming people? Are you always thinking the worst thing that can come? So always just just try to flip them, redirect them to positive and think, you know, actually, how can I see this instead of being like, crap, I stepped in dog shit. Like, maybe it's going to actually help you appreciate when your shoes, like when they're clean, or just like really simple.
That this is the example that you've chosen to use.
Yeah, it's such a bad example.
But you get the point, right?
Yes, yeah. So really start to change your thoughts. If you're expecting your clients to not show up to your meetings, they're not going to show up. And that's why I think it really helps when I was having my discovery calls. Number two is you can actually start to build a relationship with the universe. And now if you're not into the woo-woo, don't worry, because my whole brand is based around bridging, you know, the woo-woo with modern girl, millennial women who aren't really into the hippie stuff. So it's really making it comfortable and making it totally okay to use this tool because it's so valuable. So you can really start with asking for a sign from the universe. So I have talked about this so many times on my podcast, but it's as simple as saying, dear universe, what is my sign? And usually the first thing that comes into your mind is going to be your sign. And when I did this, it came up with a Dalmatian. And ever since then, it's just always been like, when I see a Dalmatian, it's been confirmation to me that the universe is supporting me. And so this is a really good tip to do, because you can really have that extra support, feel like you can go through life and you're like invincible. Yeah, the third one is know that it does require action. So a lot of people come across The Law of Attraction and through The Secret, that movie. Yeah. And we've talked about this, and they just don't talk about the action that is required. And the thing is that, yes, it does require action, but it doesn't mean hustle, hustle, hustle all the time. It means aligned, inspired action. And that is how I created such success in the last round of my group coaching. It's because I did aligned action, and because of that, the universe amplified that, so it didn't feel hard at all. And that's the beauty of really getting into alignment for that.
So I'm going to stop you there, because I really want to break this down in kind of like lay terms. I think it's really, really powerful what you're saying. So the first step is to really get yourself into a good vibration, meaning essentially just making yourself feel good.
Feeling happy.
Do things, whatever that is, starting your morning right, spending the time with the right people, but just making yourself feel happy. I mean, in the most basic terms, we all know what feels shit and what feels good. Yeah. So making sure we're up, when you say to raise your vibration, raise your frequency, it's all about just making yourself feel good.
Yeah.
Then building a relationship with the universe. So knowing that there's a source outside yourself and using a sign to know that, essentially.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I love that. And then the third thing is taking aligned action. And this is where I really wanted to dive deep into, because as you were speaking about before, like, oh, it all flowed to me and things like that. Can you explain that a little bit more? Like, does stuff come to you in the sense of ideas or inspiration that just feel good? Like, they don't feel like they're going to be hard work. They get you excited. Like, when you say something flows to you and you take aligned action, like, what does that actually involve?
Yeah. So definitely it comes intuitively.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll be like, okay, I want to fill this many spots in my group coaching. And then I'll think, okay, what do I feel called to do right now? And sometimes I'll get like a feeling like, okay, well, if you need to do it, you need to show up more. So then I'll be like, okay, I need to get back on stories, or need to do a Facebook Live, or need to do something. And what I actually feel is like, it's like almost like a tank. And when, if that was like how much effort I'm putting in to reach that goal, I'll feel intuitively, what do I need to do? And then once I do that, I check in again and I'm like, is it full? And I'm like, yes, this is enough. Keep riding this wave and keep until it like kind of decreases again, then I'll pump it up again.
Yeah.
So that's kind of, I guess, what I do.
I love that because I think what so many people do are like, oh, I want to do a launch. I want to start a business. So they go to the internet and even though that's where you learn all of the stuff, they go and they think, well, Kimberly did it this way by going on daily manifestation tips every day. Erin did it this way by, you know, doing all these lives and YouTube videos. That must be the only way that works. But there's a million and one ways to grow a business. And I think what Kimberly's trying to say here, and correct me if I'm wrong, is like, you have to be able to almost listen from within. And if it's the right action for you and your journey, it's going to feel really good. It's not just going to feel like something that you've heard.
Yep.
It's going to feel really good and feeling really right for you.
Yeah. And an analogy I wanted to bring up actually, which, because I think it helps people really understand, is like when we injure ourselves, that is the sign like not to do that again. Yeah. So it's the same thing. Like, people forget emotions are here in like our bodies for a reason, and it's to tell you whether you're living your purpose or not. It's to tell you whether you're in alignment to actually manifesting what will make you happy in the future. So as long as you keep just following what feels good, you'll never go wrong. Yeah.
I love that. Okay, so just a real simple thing, I think a really good question. This is something that I often ask, because as you just said, like following your emotions is so important for this. Do you suggest to your clients, or how would you suggest to someone who maybe isn't really in tune with their emotions, like how would you explain to someone to start connecting? Like what physical practices should they do?
Yeah, let's break it down. This is very cliche, but it's the truth. You have to get to know yourself and meditate. And the thing is, because we get so stimulated by so much these days, and whether it's your phone, whether it's just people around you, and so it's so important every single morning or every evening to get quiet with yourself and actually see what's happening in that mind of yours. Like, we don't actually realize, and I never meditated until I was like 18, and one day I was like, what is this? Like, I have I'm allowed not to think. And so when you actually calm your thoughts down and you realize that you can just observe for once, you start to tap into how you feel. You start to realize, oh my gosh, I actually feel really shit today, or actually I'm really grateful for what happened today. So meditation, even if it's just 10 minutes, I like to use the Insight Timer app, and that's totally free, and I just like the timer on there. So I set it for 10 minutes every morning. I set two bells, one at 5 minutes just to know when it's half time, because sometimes 10 is a bit long. And then one at 10 minutes, and it just helps you to just keep on track and just tap into how you feel. And journaling is so important. Morning pages, you talk about this.
Love morning pages.
Writing how you feel, and that's going to actually help you to tune in with yourself.
That's awesome. Such great practical advice, everyone. Please, I hope you had a pen and paper, because I think that's a really good place to start with the law of attraction. And obviously there's so many examples of people who have used this. I think we're natural to look at all of the Gabby Bernsteins and the Kimberly Wenyas of the world, but I mean, look at the Tiger Woods, the Denzel Washingtons, the Jim Carreys, the Oprahs. I don't know one person that we think is a thought leader of our time who doesn't to some degree. Conor McGregor, is that a guy? Yeah, the boxer, who doesn't to some degree talk about visualization, manifestation. And we have only scratched the surface here today, but that's why I really urge you all, if you are not already, to go follow Kimberly. She does some amazing work. Her podcast is incredible, and she gives really, really, as she mentioned herself, she really bridges the gap between the woo-woo spiritual scientific side of things that so many of our thought leaders are talking about with, like, okay, I'm a millennial girl, I have a chic aesthetic, how do I actually use this in my life for my business? So thank you. I want to ask one more question, because I think I love that you talk so much about manifesting money. And I think that's a really, really exciting place for a lot of people who are just getting into the law of attraction. So if someone wanted to manifest $1,000, obviously we're not saying instantly, because that shit doesn't happen like that. Come on, we live in a time where time is a thing. But if someone wanted to manifest $1,000 so that they could invest in their business, maybe hire a coach or get a course or something like that to start their journey, how would they go about manifesting that $1,000?
Yes. So the first thing that I would say is money really loves to have a purpose. If it doesn't know what you're going to do with it, like, it's how it's going to be hard to actually accept it. So literally write down, what are you going to do with that $1,000? And you can get, like, just keep making way. So like, if you say, okay, I'm wanting to manifest the $1,000 to hire a coach, start looking for that coach and be like, I'm going to spend it on this person, and literally write it down, schedule in when it starts, like in your calendar, you can put it in, like get into the feeling of what it's like to actually have that coach in your life scheduled and ready to go. And then that makes you feel like, yeah, like the money's coming. So when you give it a purpose, you can literally write it down in your journal, and also do it in all areas of your life. Tell people, I'm hiring a coach, like say it out loud, and just know that the money will come. Once you have that purpose behind it, then it comes to, you know, it's like practical tips on how you can actually help yourself feel abundant, because to manifest money, you need to be in a place where you feel abundant, so you attract abundance. So what I love to do is, whenever I'm at a point where I'm like, oh, like feeling scarcity, or like, just, you know, you sometimes feel like that, it's totally normal, donate to someone. Like, give, like, if you see a homeless person, give them whatever change that you have in your wallet, and it's going to actually help you feel like $1 million. And I actually spoke about this on my podcast recently, but it's just, it changes the game for you. And so donate to someone. The other thing is, know that this money can come from any source. It doesn't have to come from your employer. It doesn't have to come from winning a scholarship or something. It can come through anything. And so really open up your mind. And if it helps, write down like different ways that it can come in through your life, and it kind of eases like the grip of like how you're actually going to get that money. So that's probably where I would start off for manifesting that.
I love that. I love that so much. Oh my gosh, Kimberly, this was such an incredible chat. I seriously could talk to you for hours. I mean, we do anyway.
Yes.
But just so that people can digest all of the information, I'm going to leave it at that so that they can go on and do further research by listening to your podcast, subscribing, and making sure they check you out on Instagram for those daily manifestation tips. But of course, I do have my little game, just because this was all about personal branding, even though we didn't even scratch the surface of your personal brand. But anyway, it's fine.
Yeah.
But just so people can get to know you a little bit better, we're going to play First Thought. Don't sneak
okay,
and look
okay,
at my
I'm
questions.
Not looking,
normally I do this on the phone. I don't have this problem. Yeah. Just trying to look at these questions here. All right. So.
Yes, I'm ready.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
If you were an animal, what animal would you be?
A monkey.
A monkey.
I don't know why. Oh, but I collect toy monkeys.
Oh, that's
see,
so cute.
I want this to be like lightning.
Yeah, that's
like,
what it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
And this girl's in her intuition as well, so. All right. If you could manifest meeting a celebrity, who would you meet?
Oh, Emma Watson.
Really?
Weird, hey? That just came into my head. This is like saying Dalmatian all over again.
If you could no longer live in Australia, where would you want to move to?
Oh, Europe.
Yeah, nice. Random. That's where I'd move as well.
Yeah.
I think. All right. If you were going to write a book, what would you call it?
Oh. This is not lightning. Give me lightning.
Give me lightning.
Attract your abundance.
Available on iTunes.
Yeah. something along the lines of attract your abundance.
I like
it's so
that.
Boring, but I would probably put a spin on it. You know?
So do you think you would write a book about manifesting money?
Maybe, but abundance, like in all areas of your life, definitely money is included.
All right. What was the last thing you Googled?
Oh, can I check my... Oh. No, that wasn't dodgy at all.
She's like, oh.
I think it would have to be... It would be my own website.
Oh my god, girl.
No, it was because I needed to send
sure.
a link to
yeah,
somebody.
Yeah, all right, yeah. She Googled herself. That was the last thing she Googled. What's the most embarrassing thing that ever happened to you when everyone realized that you Googled yourself?
Yeah, probably now. Probably, oh my gosh, when I farted for the first time in front of Byron.
So embarrassing.
Well, it was for me.
Really?
I don't know. It's probably not, no, there's probably something way worse, but that was very embarrassing.
All right, well, I'm going to set Kimberly a challenge that she needs to leave her most embarrassing story on her Instagram.
Okay.
So that when this episode goes live, it will be there and you can all go,
yes.
Because that was just pathetic. Come on.
Yeah.
We're
yeah.
human. All right, guys, and that is it from us today. I really hope that you did enjoy this episode. I'm going to leave all of Kimberly's links down below. You have workshops that you do as well pretty regularly. So
yeah.
If you missed out on this round of her daily, of her Manifestation Collective, she also does regular workshops,
mm-hmm.
which is an awesome way to work with her, as well as lots of content, Facebook Lives, podcasts, and all of the rest. So thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much, Kimberly, for coming today.
Thank you.
And I'll see you guys in the next episode. So that is it for today's episode. I really hope that it was helpful for you and that you took away some key information about how you can grow a profitable and memorable personal brand online. If you have not already, I would very much appreciate it if you would leave me a review on iTunes if this podcast helped you in any way. And of course, come hang out with me either on Instagram at Erin May Henry or in the May Collective Facebook group. Now, go out there and become known online.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.